26-6. Collins leads it here at the half. Both teams made their way back. Actually, North Hope's already made their way back to the sideline. Collins settled up in the middle of the field, about to make their way to the sideline. North Odom will get the football to get things started here. All right, so Webb Bates on to kick things off here in the third quarter. Webb and McAfee back deep here for the Mustangs. Once again, they'll just pop it up and will be fielded by the up man once again from North Odom. He'll be drugged down.
Fumble.
Ball's on the ground. Peyton Hoff picks it up and will take it for the touchdown. Titans. Dribbled right from him, and Peyton Hoff continues his night. Four catches for 176 in the first half and a touchdown. And he'll get a different kind of touchdown there on the fumble recovery on the opening kickoff. And it looks like Webb Bates on the field. They'll attempt a PAT.
What a great start we talked about.
Talked about the defense making a statement. They said, heck, the defense will make the kickoff team.
We'll just make it right here.
So Lucas on for the, as the holder. Bates has converted two or three extra points here tonight. Kick up. And the kick is good. So 11:51. To go in the third quarter of play, Collins extends their lead 33-6. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
It's hot in here.
It's your kicking chicken sandwich meal. It really brings the heat. Is it hot enough?
Smoldering. I'm April.
I'm July.
Set your world on fire? Maybe. Indescribably good? Definitely. The Kickin' Chicken Sandwich Meal. Chicken fingers on Texas toast drizzled with tongue torch sauce and ranch. Served with crinkle fries and a small beverage. Only at Zaxby's.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming. Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business over 20 years and is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. Harry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville supports Rockets and Titan Sports. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Harry's Auto Sales and have a look around.
33-6. Collins leads it here. Just underway in the third quarter play, 11:51. After the fumble recovery on the opening kickoff by Hall for the touchdown, Bates on to kick it off again. He'll punch this one up in the air again. This one taken by Sadoff. Now trying to get to the outside. Stiff arm on Wilson, and then Jaden will take him down at the 35, 36-yard line. So Bryce Webb will lead the offense back out.
Be interesting to see what kind of defense Collins comes out in. They're going to take the safety out. They go back to the 3-5.
It'll be interesting, too, to kind of see what North Oldham does here.
Yeah.
They, you know, had a little, I don't know, had one big play success, but if they try to continue to throw the ball, or if they go back with the original game plan of trying to run it here. Webb will go under center. Only second time tonight they've been under center. Motion by McAfee. Yep. He'll hand to Sadoff, the first man through. He's hit at the line of scrimmage, struggling forward maybe for a yard by none other than Nick Eads.
Tell you, that kick and play.
He's in the middle of every play. They'll mark him down at the maybe the 38-yard line, gain of two, second and eight. Webb rolling to his right, looking to throw. Now he's going to run with it. Being chased by Eads, and Nick will drag him out of bounds, but he'll have a first down past midfield. So first down run there by Webb, just past midfield to the 49-yard line. 33-6, Collins leads it. Webb will stay in the shotgun. McAfee to his right, three receivers split to the left, one to the right. Webb looks to the right, running to the right, looking to throw, being tackled by Kidwell behind the line of scrimmage, back to midfield, maybe on the other side of the field to the 49.
It looks like a loss of one.
Kidwell and Seth Staples also in playing defensive end on both on that play. Darius Williams will check back in. Seth will make his way back off. They'll give him actually back on to the North Oldham side of the field to the 49. Also two, second and 12. Webb stays in the shotgun, same formation. Three receivers to his left. Now one motions and goes to the backfield. Sadoff will go to the right slot. Motion from right to left. They'll pitch in the backfield to McAfee. McAfee trying to get to the edge, gets to the outside, and will be drug out of bounds by Harris, but another big game.
Well, I think Harris got, he cheated in, gave up the outside containment, and that's what they're talking to him about right now.
Him down close to the 35-yard line, so gain of 15.
And if Scott Corn was here, he'd just say he just got beat.
He just got beat.
Yeah, he just got beat to the outside.
Well, first and 10 Mustangs from the Collins, 36-yard line. Webb stays in the shotgun. Motion from McAfee. Webb rolls to his right. I think it's going to be a quarterback run the entire way. Being chased on the play, but he's got another good gain and will be pushed out of bounds on the far sideline down close to the 20-yard line. Make it the 25-yard line. But 12-yard gain on first down.
So far, you haven't seen a lot of the run blitzes right now by Collins High School. I think they need to go back to with Stucker and the Eads blitzing off the corner right here.
You think North Oakland more outside run?
Yes.
Than we saw in the first half. Webb turns, giving the backfield a sat off inside run this time. He's hit at the line of scrimmage. Big back will push the pile forward down close to the 20-yard line.
And I think part of that, too, is when you play that 3-5, that defensive end is so far inside that tackle. You can seal that tackle and bring that lead blocker out to try to kick out that outside linebacker right there to get to the outside.
A 5-yard gain there on first down, be second and five, ball at the 20-yard line. Webb stays in the shotgun. Motion from McAfee from left to right. Quarterback run again on the outside, being chased by Razor. Can't get to him, and Webb will take it into the end zone unless he stepped out of bounds.
Looks like they're calling him out of bounds.
Get him out of bounds inside the 10.
Looked like Razor just took the wrong angle at that. He, instead of cutting him off at the sideline, looked like he was chasing him because he took the wrong angle right there.
Had the right read.
Yes, he did.
Just, you said, take the best angle to get to him. So let's say that Webb stepped out right at the 5-yard line. It'll be first and goal from the 5. Webb stays in the shotgun. Tighter formation this time for the Mustangs. Motion from McAfee from left to right again. Counter play. Hit at the line of scrimmage by a host of defenders, Zach Smith, Dane Kidwell, and Nick Eads all there on the tackle.
We're tackling really well from tackle to tackle.
Yeah.
I mean, I think playing at 3-5, it takes it away from tackle to tackle. Now you got to make the adjustment to the corner, and that comes from the cornerbacks.
Isaiah White checks in for Lopez, who had been playing the nose on that last play. Actually, now they're going to head back to a 4-down lineman here.
Yep, and a 4-3.
Pitch out wide, trying to get to the edge, and nice tackle from behind by Jaden Wilson. After a 2-yard gain down to the 3, it'll bring up third and goal. Probably might sneak his way into the end zone. Good play by Jaden Wilson to chase him down. 7:29 to go here in the third quarter of play. 33-6, Collins leads it. Collins yet to have an offensive snap here in the third quarter. Had a fumble recovery return for a touchdown on the opening kickoff. North Odom's had the ball ever since. We have in the shotgun, quarterback draw the entire way, trying to push the pile. He's going to be short.
I'm surprised that play call. I figured they'd go wide side of the field since they've had success. This drive right here, get to the outside.
Pretty much no gain. We'll bring up fourth and goal from the 3-yard line. Ball is marked kind of toward the left hash.
You know, if you look at North Odom's coaches, they're not signaling in plays. So Webb's was having to run halfway across the field and all the way back. So that kid's got to be in pretty good shape.
He's running 40 yards a play. More than that. I guess 80 yards there and back. Webb rolls to his right.
Oh, nice run blitz.
And he'll get him in the backfield.
There's that run blitz right there.
Looking for a big defensive play. Usually you'll find Nick Eads responsible for that, and he made a good one there. Loss on the play back to about the 10 or 11-yard line. That's where Collins will take over on the turnover on downs. So J.R. Lucas back on the field looking to add to his total tonight. 8 of 12. 330 yards, 4 touchdowns in the first half. That gives JR 32 touchdowns through the air on the ground, or on the year. Lucas rolls to his right looking to throw. Looking for Maggard, got it complete to Dalton. Dalton trying to get to the other side of the field. He's up to the 45 and, or up to the 40 and we tackle there. Dalton's only his second catch of the game.
Well, that may have hurt Lucas's average a little bit.
It went for
35 yards.
It only went for 30 yards.
Yeah.
So Dalton came in with 47 catches for 936 yards. And he's probably one more reception possibly for going over the 1,000-yard mark. And he throws it right to the outside linebacker, trying to hit Maggard on the outside. Intercepted.
Lucas is not happy.
I think it was Liam Collins, I think.
Yeah, number 8.
So we've seen Collins actually make a couple of big plays. At the end of the first half, he chased down Roseberry, stripped the ball, and then he intercepts the ball there, just dropped back underneath that route. And I don't think JR ever saw him.
No, it almost reminded me of the Bullet East pass.
Yeah.
Just right there on the sideline.
So 5:47 to go. We're in the third quarter of play. 33-6. Collins leads it. But North Odom back with the offense on the field, first and 10 from the Collins 44-yard line. Webb stays in the shotgun, rolls to his right, looking to throw this time, being pressured by Wilson on the outside, and Jaden will get him. He'll fight forward back to the line of scrimmage, but good play by Jaden Wilson. That'll go for no gain, maybe a short loss on the play, back on the other side of the 45-yard line. Allen's back to a three-down lineman here with Seth Staples and Darius Williams playing defensive end and Dustin Hinkle playing the nose. Linebackers Eads, Razor, Stucker, and Smith. At safeties, Phillips and Wilson. Wilson, Jaden, also kind of more like, almost like a linebacker.
I'm surprised on that play call. I'm surprised they didn't go back to the outside. Trying to get to the outside edge right here, especially wide side of the field.
Webb this time giving right up the middle of the field, and it's Nick Eads once again coming right through the middle of the line, knocks him down right at the line of scrimmage, no gain.
I mean, Norris not getting anything between tackles.
No.
Nothing.
One thing I've noticed, a lot of rotation of defensive linemen for Collins here tonight. Rotating guys in again. Dustin Hinkle out. Isaiah White in. Dane Kidwell in. Seth Staples back out. So rotating a lot of guys on the defensive
front. Well, it's keeping
front.
Them fresh. Yeah. I think it's keeping more like when you played Bullet East, it's just constantly, they wasn't rotating. So they got a whole lot, you know, they got tired towards the fourth quarter.
Third and 10. Webb takes a handoff. Looking deep down the left side of the field. Harris with good position again, and Wine wrestles away from him for the completion inside the 10. Cam Harris in perfect position, just didn't play the ball very well, and Wine comes down with a reception.
That's where you got going. That's the difference between wanting the ball and going and getting it.
And he saw it the whole way.
He saw the ball.
Just couldn't make the play on the ball.
Gotta go get it, boys.
So first and goal, Mustangs from the 6. Inside run here, hit at the line of scrimmage. Isaiah White along with Dane Kidwell and Zach Smith on the tackle. Webb looking to throw, looking on the outside, and caught for the touchdown to Wine. Kind of gave Collins a little bit of taste their own medicine. We'll come back right up to the pylon. This pylon play that Collins likes to call.
And I've watched Harris the last three plays, and he's let that one play affect him. I think he just really gave up on that play right there, and he got beat. So, I mean, that's one of the things I think Locus has talked to him about is once something negative happens, you either grow up from it or you let two negatives happen. It's like a snowball effect. You can't have it.
I think it's Cameron Hoban who checked in. He's going to play defensive line on this two-point conversion attempt.
Looks like Isaiah White was coming off holding his shoulder.
Webb lines up in the shotgun. They'll go for two. Motion from right to left. Webb turns. He'll give it to the back in the backfield. Inside handoff, and he's in for the two-point conversion. 2:50 to go here in the third quarter play. Collins still leads it. 33-14. Listen to Titan football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Paul Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
33-14. Collins leads it. Jackson Wine on, kick it off, and he's got it set up. They appear ready for an onside.
Looks like a second line needs to go up a little bit.
And he will kick it. Ball bounces up high.
All right.
Taken by
right.
Phillips. Down the left sideline. We thought he would turn one earlier in the year. He's going down the left sideline to the 10 to 5. Touchdown, Titan. I'd hate to say it, I'm not sure many people have returned two balls for touchdown from the up men. Jacob Phillips' second touchdown on a return of the season, both coming on an onside attempt. So Collins' offense has not had to do much here in the second half. A fumble return for a touchdown. Now an onside attempt that's returned by Phillips for the touchdown. Webb Bates back on for the extra point attempt. 39-14. Extra point down and up. And good. 2:41 to go in the third. Collins extends the lead 40-14. listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab is proud to be the leader in physical and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you've had a sports injury or are suffering from lower back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individual treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy, and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined this season. Let Max Performance help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field, so you can in yours. Call to schedule your appointment. 647-0133. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
40-14, Collins leading here over North Odom. Onside kick for Collins and recovered. Or I thought recovered by Bates. Ball on the ground. Collins signaling they've got it.
I don't pull him off the pile.
And things weren't chippy before, which is a good chance it could happen now.
That's where you got to get Stucker away from the pile.
And Collins does recover it. Trying to see who made the recovery on the bottom of the pile. And
22.
DJ Webb, it appears. Freshman DJ Webb. So Collins' offense, as mentioned, had not been on the field only for, I think, two plays. A completion to Maggard and an interception has been the only time they've been on the field here in the third quarter. They'll take control here, first and 10 from the North Odom 48-yard line.
Now, how many times can you say Collins only ran two plays in the third quarter with 10 minutes gone in the third quarter?
Not very often. Lucas spins to his right looking to throw, throwing deep down the right sideline for Maggard. He's got him down at the 10, 5, and spinning toward the goal line.
Touchdown. He hit the pylon, should be a touchdown.
And they're going to mark him out at the 2-yard line. I don't think either guy knew what to call.
No.
They looked at each other and said, we'll call him out here.
Yeah, the rule is if the ball hits the pylon, it's a touchdown.
So they'll get Dalton out at the 2. So after Dalton, only one catch in the first half. Quickly making up for that here in the second. And he's got to be close to the 1,000-yard mark. Needed, I think, 64 yards, coming in tonight. Collins first and goal from the 2. They are. Come back play to Maggard. Threw it over his head. Maggard was open on the break. Threw it over his head, incomplete.
It's almost like a fastball when you should do a changeup.
Yeah. He had plenty of time, and he had beaten his man pretty severely. So
yeah.
We had plenty of time to kind of let him come out of that break a little bit. 89 yards. So he is tonight. Dalton Maggard eclipsed the 1,000-yard mark. Handoff play to Roseberry. Nashon trying to get inside. Not much there. We'll get down to the 1-yard line.
I think this is part of the problem that hurts Collins a little bit. Because Lucas doesn't go up under center. So, I mean, you're, 2 yards, 3 yards back. So, I mean, it gives the defense a little bit more time to adjust to it. Whereas you can go under center, possibly quarterback sneak it, and you're there.
Third and goal from the 1. JR drops back looking to throw, looking for Maggard again. And he had him open again, just too high. Threw it over his head. JR hit well after the play.
I think you go for it. Just go ahead and run it in. Put him away.
So Collins facing fourth and goal from the 1-yard line. They'll go for it. They lead it 40-14, still in the third quarter. 155. They'll go to the pistol. Roseberry directly behind Lucas. JR turns. He's going to pitch wide to Roseberry. Cuts it back inside into the end zone untouched for the touchdown and a good read by Roseberry to cut it back inside for the score.
Nice cut.
So Webb Bates on out for the extra point attempt. 46-14. First offensive touchdown for Collins here in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
Extra point good, 47-14, 1:50 to go here in the third. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Shift into savings now at your local Kubota dealer, Jacoby Singles in Shelbyville. Kubota RTV X Series is the best-selling diesel utility vehicle in the industry, earning their place by setting the standard for being durable and reliable under all kinds of conditions. Right now, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years on select Kubota RTV X utility vehicles. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll-free 800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Your local Kubota dealer in Shelbyville is Jacoby Singles. Sales. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
47-14, Collins leads it. 1:50 to go in the third quarter. We'll see if Collins kicks this one deep. And onside is the last one here. Bates on to kick it off. And he approaches, and he will kick this one deep down the left sideline. Ball's going to go out of bounds. Kick back to the inside.
Nice tackle. And
nice tackle down on the play. None other than Nick Eek. Down at about the 12-yard line. Collins looking for a defensive stand to see if they can get the ball back. First and 10, Mustangs. Ball is marked like at the 12-yard line. Webb stays in the shotgun. Three receivers split to his left, one to his right, one back in the backfield with him. Going to roll to his right. Good containment by Williams and forces him back inside. And Dane Kidwell and a host of other Titans wrestling to the ground right at the line of scrimmage. Good job right there by Darius Williams with containment, forcing Webb back inside.
You know, we've shut the middle down pretty well tonight. I mean, if we can get any kind of containment whatsoever and push it back in the middle, they've done really well.
Kind of, you know, kind of what you're looking for. You talk about that's kind of the one problem area it's been is a lot of inside runs has really, really hurt them this year.
I think going to that 3-5 where you got the two middle linebackers has helped a whole lot. Now, Norris not going to spread you out, but.
Hand it off to Sadoff, and since we say that, inside run for about 10 yards up to about the 23-yard line. First down Mustang. Seth Staples checks back in. He'll check in for Darius Williams. 45 seconds to go here in the third quarter. First and 10 Mustang from the 24-yard line. Webb in the shotgun. Takes a handoff looking deep down the sideline. Harris once again in good position and does a better job. That's got to be offensive. Harris looking back to the ball, knocks it away. Flag comes in. We'll see what the official word is. You really honestly never know. Pass interference.
Oh, my goodness.
Calls it on Cam Harris.
How in the world?
I'm not sure how you can play that ball any better.
Wow.
He was running step for step. I thought Wine actually came over the top of him. Really.
Wow.
Should have been a no-call, really. But the 15-yard penalty will give North Oldham a first down up at the 39-yard line.
Well, the thing is, the back judge threw the flag, and you got the side judge right here with him. He's 5 yards from it.
Yep. We have quick pass out to the right side, knocked down by Zach Stucker. More pressure from the linebackers here in the last few series. And both Eves and Stucker came clean on that one, and Zach knocks it down.
Yeah, I'm locking the play call on the defensive side of the ball right now where they're just lining up and going, forcing North to try to throw the ball.
So, second and 10, ball now at the still 39-yard line. Stucker showing blitz on the outside. We'll see if he comes. Now he backs off. They're going to hand it off to Sadoff. Now Stucker will come up and make the play at the line of scrimmage, maybe behind the line. Here comes a back judge just threw that flag about 35 yards.
The penalty on Duke. Roughing the kicker.
Wow, and he missed it. Oh, wow. They're calling a face mask on Collins, so back-to-back penalties on the Titans.
Wow.
So the penalty marked off here against the Titans will take the ball all the way to their side of the field, down to the 45-yard line. So back-to-back, 15-yard penalty. First and 10, Mustang. Webb, slant pass for Wine, incomplete. Good coverage on the play by Fitzgerald. 6 seconds still to go here in the quarter. 47-14, Collins leads it. As you said earlier, Webb, as much as he's run from the huddle to the sideline, he's like, throw me a wristband, coach.
Yeah, me coaching 12-year-olds, we have a wristband.
Webb in a shotgun, takes a snap, looking to throw. Throwing deep down the right sideline. Fitzgerald, once again, good coverage on the play.
He shoved him right in the back.
Fitzgerald did a good job right there. He just cut off the route.
Yeah,
he saw the ball and cut off the route. That'll take us to the end of the third quarter play. 47-14, Collins leads it. Listen to Titan football here on Power 93.3, WXLN, WXLNRadio.com.